we're here with Mr. Toby Clark from Walking Ibiza. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, I mean, it's a pretty big event coming up in the Walking Ibiza Diary in the next 10 days. We're going walking around the island for 2 entire weeks, potentially. How long do you think this is going to take?
It really depends. I've got, following on from when I walked around the island by myself 3 years ago, almost to the day, now we're taking 8 amazing people on a walk and a life-changing experience around the island. And it will take anything from 9 days if we're going fast to maybe a full 2 weeks. We really don't know. It's got to be a very organic walk, and it depends how long we stop, how long we look at views for, how long we smell the rosemary for, as to how long it's going to take.
I like the idea of having a good old sniff of the herbs on the way around. What do you think we're actually going to sort of see on this walk as we're walking, in terms of other lovely, smelling, fragrant, wonderful foraged things that we can find?
It's been quite a warm October, so if it's is the same when we walk the islands, which is very, very soon now, the figs are just coming to the end of the season, so we'll hopefully have some figs. The almonds are still out there at the moment. We've got the lovely rosemary, thyme, lavender. Of course, there's wonderful smells of the sea and the seawater wafting up our noses every morning. It's just going to be a beautiful, enlightening, healthy, amazing walk. It really is.
Sounds absolutely delightful. We're currently listening to some music that kind of actually inspires you to walk, or walk that, or the music that, you know, creates that kind of calm sense of serenity that we're going to find on this 2 week walk. Just name us just one track, just for starters, that's kind of inspired you to walk on Ibiza over the years.
Well, this year I've started full moon walks, and actually on the walk round the island it is going to be a full moon about 7 days in. And one track I absolutely love is Dancing in the Moonlight. And it just reminds me of the moonlight and the great times. And I'm sure we're going to be dancing around the moonlight on the walk.
I look forward to that. I'm actually over the moon, excuse the pun, to be joining you on this walk. So, yeah, I think there'll definitely be some of that. Have you invited any sort of musical talents on this walk? Is there going to be anyone that might be able to sort of pick up a guitar in the evening, or sing a song, hold a tune, maybe you?
I definitely can't hold the tune, but maybe you can, Jo. Should be better than me.
I'll give it a go, no doubt. It depends if there's any alcohol involved. But will there be booze on the trip?
Haven't decided. If it's available and maybe people join us along the route and bring us a little tipple, then we might have a little tipple around the campfire, I'm sure.
Lovely. So if you're listening, anybody out there, any sort of vineyard owners, do feel free to give us a quick wine tasting tour.
Very nice. Well, a bit of yerbas, of course.
Indeed, yes. Why not? A little evening warmer, sort of pre-bedtime schnapp.
Exactly. A little warmer, and all the herbs in the yerbas are, of course, very healthy, so that'd be very nice.
Actually going to be on this trip together for roughly 2 weeks?
So I've got a group of 9 amazing people, including you, yourself, Jo, and including me, it's 10. So a nice round number of 10 people are coming on the walk, and really varying from all ages, male, female, and from all over the world, I believe. There's some coming from England, Holland, Germany, and a nice number from Ibiza as well, which is great that people... Some people have lived here for more than 30 years that are coming on the walk, but they still haven't seen all of the islands, so they're really excited about seeing places they haven't been before, even though they've lived here for such a long time. So it should be a real exciting mixture of people.
And there's quite a selection process that goes into, you know, deciding, I would imagine, and who you're going to take on this walk. It's not going to be for the faint-hearted in some parts. There's no real showering going on, from what I'm led to believe, which I'm incredibly concerned about. But also, it's going to be, you know, fairly, you know, hilly terrain in parts. And we're carrying all of our own stuff, tents and clothes and supplies, and just, you know, how do you kind of pick and choose, I guess, who's coming?
I've put a lot of it down to trust. And when I walked around the island by myself, I really had to bring that word to me many, many times and just trust. So I've trusted the people that have signed up are capable of doing it, which might not be the right way to do it, but it seems to have worked. And some people that have said they wanted to come and I've had doubts about them, then miraculously they've dropped out and haven't managed to come. And other people have come forward that have just been right, they're the right people, and the right people are on the walk. And yes, it is going to be tough, but it's really an idea to get back to nature, ditch the phones, ditch the laptops, and just connect back with the island, with nature, with the herbs, and with yourselves. You know, it's a real life-changing trip that it will be for many people, I'm hoping. And just to be away from so-called civilization for that long is really life-changing. You know, not many people take time out for themselves these days, and to take a whole chunk, like 2 weeks, out for yourself and to then do something quite enduring, it's really something for the body and mind to go through. So I think it's going to be amazing.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do with people like that? What you gonna say? What you gonna say that'll make them change their ways? Who you gonna find? Who you gonna find to listen anyway? And where you gonna go? Where you gonna go to try and get it straight? I once found a recipe for what to do to cure my needs. I pack some things just to what I need. Only bare necessities. Ask Mrs. Walsh, feed the cat, call him or take. Tell him that I'm going home where my people live. Need a little bit of happiness, yeah. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be who tell it like it is? And who you gonna blame? Who you gonna blame for all our differences? Where's it gonna end? Where's it gonna end if anywhere at all? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go when you can't take it all? I once found a recipe for what to do to cure my needs. I packed some things just for what I need. Only bare necessities. Ask Mrs. Walsh, be the
I mean, it is rare that people really get that opportunity to switch off, like you say, and this will just be one of those occasions where you really, you know, there'll be nowhere to charge your iPhone, there'll be nowhere to charge your laptop, apart from me, who I'll be making a podcast as we travel around. It's going to be interesting. But it is lovely, though, just to be able to take that step back and just really completely cut yourself off from crackbook, as we like to call it, and all of those other things that people are literally addicted to.
Yeah, it is. It's in this... the lifestyle we, well, so many of us lead now, we don't switch off enough. We don't have that even 5 minutes to sit in the middle of a forest and just clear our minds. So a lot of people that are coming on the walk as well are living in London and big cities, so for them to come out, I think it's going to take quite a few days to actually calm down, relax, start breathing again into the belly and not breathing all the fear that we breathe into the top of our lungs. And I think it's going to be, yeah, quite incredible for a lot of people. And it'd be lovely to see the journey they go through during the walk as well. You know, going from getting off a plane from London and being all crazy and high energy to hopefully 2 or 3 days later to actually be able to sit still and look at a beautiful view for a couple of hours maybe, if some days we want to just want to sit and enjoy the beauty of Ibiza.
So what walking track are we going to pick just to go in this section of the mix to kind of, you know, maybe a meditative song that kind of just calms you down, or something you like to listen to when you're in a really serene, beautiful spot on the island, maybe somewhere you watch the sunset? Or
I think it's got to be Ben Howard. I mean, he's just shot crazily up there at the moment, and his parents live on the island, good friends with his parents, know Ben quite well as well. And I knew him when he was just playing in little bars here with his guitar and no one had heard of the guy. And I just think what he's done and his connection with himself still, even though he's shot to stardom and is doing incredibly well, he's still so grounded. And that's what I just love about Ben. And it's got to be It's Only Love.
Beautiful track, one of my favourites. You're listening to that right now here on Essential Ibiza Radio and walking Ibiza.com. Check out the podcasts that are going to be going on there from the round the island walks over the coming weeks.
Always around me, only love, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, only love. Give me shelter or show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Shadow well sown in the deep. Wind in the shadow well sown in the deep. Darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, only love. Give me shelter or show me heart. Come on, love. Come on, love, watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. And I'll be yours to keep. Oh, and in the shadows will song. Wind in the shadows will song. Darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, only love. Give me shelter, show me heart. Come on, love, come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. Watch me fall apart. Girl, show me all. and always.
So in terms of the mix of people that you've selected, it sounds like there's quite an eclectic group. Have you got any concerns at all about how, you know, the people are going to get on with one another? It's going to be quite fraught. There may be a lack of sleep if the weather's bad. We're going to be in these one-man tents carrying all our own gear. I suppose it's going to be quite a tiring thing. So I just wonder, like, how will you, is there any kind of ways that you're going to maybe, or events that you've created along the walk, or ideas that you've got to try and make sure that everyone kind of vaguely gets along harmoniously?
I'm hoping that we all get on, but it is going to be, there's definitely going to be some fraught moments. People are going to be tired, as you've said. They're going to be carrying between 10 and sort of 13 kilo on their backs, which is a lot. All water, food, it's going to be food along the way, so things are going to be changing for their bodies a lot. They're going to be seeing amazing things, so I'm sure there will be a few fraught moments.
Sure there will, and personally for me, I've just chosen this track to kind of match this stage of the walk, which is Walk on the Wild Side, which I thought was kind of vaguely relative, because I reckon there will be some wild and crazy things happening on the course of that walk that clearly one can't predict at all. It's a very unpredictable in nature kind of situation, and no one really knows what's going to unfold within those sort of 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Hitchhiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo.
Meditation to try and visualize the day ahead of us all, and really to keep people grounded. And if they are finding times hard, we've got to get together as a group, you know, and support each other. It's not just about the individual doing the walk, it's about the group, and really the dynamics will be very interesting, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will. I just can't wait. I'm really, really, really excited about this. I mean, walking is such a dear thing to your heart. I mean, you've been walking here for many, many years. You were born in Ibiza, so, you know exactly where those sweet spots are going to be. I mean, that must be quite exciting for you, I guess, as a guide, to sort of know that we're going to hit these amazing heights and incredible views and platforms and things that maybe these people from other parts of the world haven't actually sort of seen before.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I'm one of the motivations for me taking a group round the island this time. A lot of people have asked to do it, and I've said, OK, take your backpack and go. But they all look at me scared, saying, I don't want to do it alone. So really from that's how the group walk came about. And I really enjoy doing the walking, because when I see the people's eyes and their faces light up when they see an incredible view of Es Vedra, or in the north of the island off when we get to the cliff tops, you know, I'm reliving the first time I saw it. And just to see the joy on people's faces is magical for me.
Take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say,
most people don't realize, you know, the other side of Ibiza and the beauty that it's got. And people have been coming here and falling in love with the island, so I really want people to try and feel that as well. So it's going to be pretty amazing to see people go through their journey and change during the 2 weeks. It's quite amazing.
I mean, I actually took my first walk up sort of near Cala San Vicente just the other week, and I didn't even know that Tanit's Caves, the goddess of love, even existed on this island, which shows, you know, you can live here and not have that knowledge, which is why it's such a beautiful thing to be doing. Is that somewhere we'll be passing?
Tanit's Cave is a little bit inland, but if we feel like we pass within a few kilometres of it, so it'd be very nice to be able to go up there and give an offering to Tanit. It's for thousands of years, people have been giving offerings of a flower or a porcelain memorabilia of her and giving thanks to her for being on the island and everything she does for us to be on the island. And whether you, as I say, you believe in these things or not, she definitely has a big influence on the island and over the people, old and young. And people still go there today and give offerings and give her thanks, which I do. I think whatever you believe in, it's nice to do those things.
Might be a bit dangerous then. There could be some fruity romances unfolding if we go there on the walk. What's the percentage of boys and girls?
I think, yeah, well, I know there's two girls and the rest of them are guys, so...
And I'm one of those girls.
So you're three.
No, three.
There's three with you,
Joe.
So.
I'm liking that ratio so far. Sounds good. Okay, let's listen to another track that inspires you to walk on Ibiza.
So growing up on Ibiza, I had hippie parents, even though my parents say they're not hippies. Look at the photos, they definitely are. And I grew up a lot listening to Neil Diamond. And one track that always takes me back to being a kid is Forever in Blue Jeans.
I thought you were going to say Love on the Rocks after that previous conversation.
Well, and that, but it's a little bit of a slow track. I like Forever in Blue Jeans, and we've all got a pair of blue jeans that we love. So, although we're not going to be wearing jeans on the walk, but
a little bit chafy.
Yeah, a little bit chafy, and if they get wet, not good. Not good idea. Too heavy.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance, and it can't walk.
Do you envisage people are going to be getting on this walk?
Well, really, most people should lose a lot of weight if they're a bit weighty, and
a bit weighty. Very, very politically correct there.
Yes, absolutely. Got to be correct these days. And the weight we're going to be carrying on our backs. I think if everyone took everything they wanted, they'd probably be carrying about 30 kilo. But then they'd probably fall over as soon as they put it on their back. So I'm trying to limit everyone to bringing between 10 and 12 kilo. And we need to be carrying, or starting the days and filling up with water, about 2 or 3 litres, which is already 2 or 3 kilos. So you take then the tent, which is a kilo and a half, sleeping bag, another kilo, and it soon starts adding up. So before we go, the day before, I get everyone to empty out their backpacks and lay them out, and I take away anything they don't need and just ask them to take one luxury item and nothing else. It really is about getting back to basics. And just taking what you essentially need. Ditch what you don't need. You don't need much in life.
So true. I mean, every time you go on holiday or people come to Ibiza here to visit me, they pack all this stuff. They don't wear half of it. They leave most of it with me, which is amazing. But I mean, really, people in life just always think that they need more stuff than they actually do. And it's a really nice opportunity, I guess, to seriously evaluate what's important and strip it right back. What will be your luxury item, Toby? Chocolate.
Yerbas. No, it will probably be my iPhone. Is that luxury or essential? A bit of either.
Maybe we really need to think about what that essential item is. If anyone's got any suggestions, do feel free to maybe leave some comments on the website or during the course of the podcast that we're going to be laying out over the coming weeks on Essential Ibiza Radio, and let us know what your essential luxury item would be.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, actually.
Come and join us and bring that essential luxury item.
I was just going to say, bring your luxury item on the walk. You can join us as part of the walk. Come and join us on a walk for half an hour, if you like, and get into the group and bring your luxury item. That'd be very nice. And some water.
Cakes,
chocolates, all those things we won't be having.
And how are these people know where to find us, Toby?
So I've got this incredible gadget that I've found that will be tracking us en route, and it's actually going to be embedded on a map on walkingibiza.com. I'll be putting it on Facebook, Walking Ibiza again, and you'll be able to have a look on that map and actually see exactly where we are on the island. So if you want to join us, have a look on the map, see where we are, and then come and join us. So that'd be incredible to have some company along the way.
I'm an animal trapped in
just pick maybe one more track that we can end and round this lovely mix with here that people have been listening to through the course of this show. Any track that kind of really resonates, I guess, that's maybe something that just reminds you of a really beautiful place on the island, or something, someone that lives here on the island, someone you've met on a crazy night out here on the island, because you might be a spiritual walking guru, but you are a man that likes to go out and also play in Ibiza, just as everybody else.
It's got to be the amazing track, and I'm not quite sure I'd say his name, Ilario Alicante. Beautiful, beautiful track. Was massive some years ago when I used to go out partying a little bit more than I do now. And it's one of the tracks that really takes you back to the roots of Ibiza and the beauty of Ibiza. Ilario Alicante.
When we swing by the south, we'll be sort of hitting any party spots on the way through. Have you organised any big sort of knees up?
Well, I was hoping Charlie might do us a midway party, so I'll ask Charlie. But it's going to be middle of October, so all the closing parties have been and gone, and maybe we just have to make our own little parties each night.
That sounds, preferable, frankly, than a quick trip into space with no shower for 2 weeks.
Well, we clear the dance floor anyway. Have it to ourselves.
That would be quite cool, actually. Maybe we should try that somewhere else.
Yeah. It'd be very exciting.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Really, really looking forward to seeing how this entire trip unfolds, and obviously for everybody being able to follow this online on the Facebook group of Walking Ibiza, walkingibiza.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Please get involved. Send us comments, messages, give us advice along the way. If you look at the map and see we're going around in circles, please do tell us, because then we're lost. Send us a little help, go left or right, that might be good. And yeah, be part of it, get involved, and send us all your wonderful energy to help us along the way.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There are places we will see. we're spinning in a pyramid of life. As the day turns to night, we're spinning in a pyramid of life.